Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the latest Hawks Talk podcast. I'm Pat Boyle from NBC Sports Chicago. It's brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. This week on the podcast, Steve Conroy, Jamal Mayers, and myself, we sit down with the one and only Eddie Olczyk. Let's start here, Edzo. A lot of people wondering, has the championship window closed with this core?
No, I don't. I don't believe it has. Just because of the players that I think that have established themselves this year, especially the Cat, Alex DeBrincat. I think Nick Schmaltz has done it. He's taken another step. I think there's still another step for him to take. But I think the way that Johnny has played as of late, you know, Kaner has had a very good season. We don't know the situation of Corey Crawford just yet. I think at times Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook have been those guys that we've expected them to. So at the end of the day is, look, you know, where is Brandon Saad going to be next year? That is a crucial piece for this franchise moving forward. And then what do they do on the back end? So a lot of questions, but I still think, PB, to the heart of your question, with the core of this team, I still believe is that this team can make a run. Now, what is that? Are they going to be in the same position next year as they are right now? Who knows what's going to happen? But for me, with the core of these guys, and I think the anger that is there now. Look, we played a long time, all three of us. We all played on teams that were out of the playoffs. Like, it is brutal. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where it really hits, PB, is that you're officially eliminated. Even though, realistically, the Hawks were out of the playoffs probably 10 games ago, the guys weren't thinking that. But now all of a sudden there's a dose of reality, and then you get a little angry. You get a little upset. But I do believe with the core of this team is, yes, there is still another run, but what's going to happen with Crow? And I think that their core guys got to get back to that level we've seen them play, you know, over the course of, you know, obviously the last couple of years, not necessarily this year, and they're all playing at that same level together. If they can do that, which I think they can, is that they can make another run.
And so I go back to an interview I heard you give. It was before training camp, and you were worried about the back end, the defenseman. And it's funny how I think that kind of got glossed over because they maybe exceeded expectations, especially a guy like Gustav Forsling, Jan Ruda. Yeah. They played really, really well. But then all of a sudden they came back to earth. Is that one of the bigger needs, you think, in the offseason, the back end?
Well, you asked me that question when the Hawks were out in L.A. You asked me that question, like, what's the one thing that is the most concerning to me as watching as a broadcaster and as a fan? And to me, it's the back end, like, without any question. Maybe this team jammer has to win a different way, Stevie. Maybe they can't win the game 6-3 or 5-2 anymore. Maybe they got to start winning games 3-2, 2-1. How are you going to do that? You get great goaltending, and look, let's not underestimate. The loss of Corey Crawford was absolutely huge because the way he was playing PB, he was on his way to an All-Star game. I think he was on his way to a Vezina trophy, and he was carrying this team. Could you imagine where this team would be if Crow was average or maybe didn't have the type of year that – it had this type of year that some of the players, the current core guys have had? I mean, they might be 10 or 12 points fewer than they have right now, and you're battling with the team you're going to play tonight for last place in the Western Conference. So you need great goaltending. It camouflages a lot of deficiencies. But for me, Stevie, look, you played the position. You know, I carry the forward union card around me and Jammer. You know, you're by yourself
that's
over
right
there. You know, like defensemen, just give us the puck. Don't worry about what we do. Just get us the puck, right?
Normally in your skates when you got it for
right,
me.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Off the glass.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, like, that's what I feel. Because I feel the back end, to me, is going to be the most crucial part for this franchise moving forward, let alone what's going to happen next year.
And another Achilles heel all season long has been that power play. And you look at who they are able to put out there. What for you has been a few glaring issues and why they haven't had the success they've had in the past?
Well, I think at times, Jammer, I think sometimes today's player and communicating with these guys not only here but throughout the National Hockey League. I get that great honor of being able to talk to a lot of different players. Sometimes it's almost become too robotic. Okay, this is how they kill. This is what their defensemen do when they, you know, they press up on the wall. This is what the forwards do with the D. You know what? Like, sometimes you just got to give the keys to the car to the guys that do it and say, you know what? Take what is given. And I think that's what has happened. Look, the coaches, all the coaches in the National Hockey League, and the coaches here on this, and you play for these guys, they know exactly what's going on. They give the players the information, and it's up to the guys on the ice to go and do it. Would you like to see maybe a little bit more of a shooting power play? Yes, absolutely, because what's that going to do? That's going to open up those passing lanes. So for me, I think that's probably been the one thing is just – I kind of feel like sometimes it's like, well, we're supposed to do this, so we're going to go to this, and it doesn't work out. So that would be the one thing, is maybe a little bit too robotic, and I don't think that's coaching. I really don't. I think that's more about the players on the ice and making those good decisions.
Of the guys who've won rings, I think you could only really point to Patrick Kane as having a Patrick Kane-type season.
Sure, yeah.
The rest of the core has been below expectation. And we've been saying, well, it's because they played so much hockey, so many playoff games, so many Olympic games. But now, Ed, so we're looking at our third straight summer or long off season, so to speak, because there's no playoff run. That can't be an excuse anymore. Can these guys, with all the miles on the tread, can they still perform at the level we're used to seeing?
I do, but they're going to need some help. They're going to need those depth guys to step up. You know, maybe it's, you know, different D partners. Maybe it's playing on a different line. Maybe it's a different role. Let's not underestimate. And you guys have touched on it at times this year, and I think it's rightfully so. I think everybody in this city and all these Blackhawk fans here really should take notice of how important number 81 was to this franchise. Not only because of the character that he is, but the way that he played. You played with him, Jammer. The way he would possess the puck, the accountability that was in that locker room with a guy like Marian Hossa. Joel could sit there and go, oh, geez, what's the situation? Well, you know what? I'm just going to tap this guy, and we're going to go and take care of it. That was a big loss. That was a huge loss for this franchise. So other guys have to step up. I'm not going to buy all the hockey that's been played with a lot of these guys. I'm not buying it as much as I did maybe a couple of years ago because they've had enough rest here to recover. And look, when you get older, I haven't seen many people beat Father Time, right? I mean, that's just the reality
undefeated.
Of it. So I think that it's important for these guys to get back to where they were. I believe that they can. But again, maybe instead of Johnny playing in every situation, maybe he doesn't kill penalties. Maybe he just wins a faceoff and gets off the ice. Or, you know, a situation where you use Siebes a little bit more on the first power play unit. So I think there's lots of different directions to go, but I do believe this team can make another run.
Could you see a scenario where Taves is moved to wing? Like we've seen, like, Claude Giroux, Tavares, I think they're experimenting with that. There's probably some more reasons behind that. But, I mean, could you see moving John to the wing and maybe he takes important draws, but he begins to focus on that? That jump starts him?
I think at times, that it would be a good idea because you only have to play the 140-foot game instead of playing 200 feet. But who are the guys that are going to play the most important position, right, besides goaltender? I mean, like the center. You got to have center icemen in the league. So I don't mind the idea to try it every once in a while, maybe to shake a guy up, even Johnny, right, with all the accolades. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But moving forward, you know, does this team have the strength down the middle of the ice, not only for next year but for the next 3 to 5 years?
If I've got one more here, and it was actually about Johnny. You've talked about him a couple of times. It looks like he's going to miss at least a week.
Yeah.
If it was you, would you just shut him down for the rest of the year?
So you're asking me to put on a different type of hat right now, right? Yeah. Not knowing what it is?
Yeah.
I would absolutely. No reason, right?
Right.
Now, look, we know Johnny. You know Johnny very well, right? Like, it'd be really hard to do that if he was 100% healthy. But not knowing what's going on. But, look, you're done. Just let him kind of look at. I think the way he has finished for me, I don't know what you guys think.
Like,
I mean, he has been much better. His legs are moving. Mm-hmm. He's quick to pucks. He's doing the things we've seen him do before. So I would like him to feel good about himself going into the summer and be healthy.
We're in that mode right now where everybody's trying to search for answers. Who's part of the big picture for this franchise going forward? There were articles today written about Joel Quenneville. For those people that are from the camp that say, well, Joel Quenneville's the reason why this team struggled this year, you say what?
look, I lived it as a coach, right? Like, you take full responsibility for the actions of your players or how they play. At the end of the day, for me, with Coach Q, very little to what the heck is going on the ice with this franchise this year. To me, Joel Quenneville is the best coach in the National Hockey League. That's just one man's opinion. So, look, it is not easy to coach at this level. He's had so much success here. But for me, I do not think the lack of success for this team this year has to do with coaching. That's my opinion.
Well, that's a wrap on this edition of the Hawks Talk Podcast, brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Our thanks, as always, to Eddie Olczyk, Jamal Mayers, and Steve Conroy. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.